Hi, Carrie. Thanks for your patience, ma'am.
I am calling about NBIA, neurodegenerative brain iron accumulation. I've had MRIs. Yeah, I've had. I'm pretty healthy, except this latest thing. I'm almost 72, and I've been having trouble walking for a couple of years. And finally, I went to see a neurologist, and I've had some MRIs, brain MRI recently. And anyway, there's an iron collection in the occipital area, and he feels that's where the movement is taking place anyway, and that's why I'm having these odd symptoms. Besides stenosis, I have spinal lumbar stenosis, probably from a skiing accident. I used to be very athletic, anyway, through the years. But anyway, I'm just wondering, how can I get iron out of my blood? I'm hot all the time. I've been my whole life. I don't eat meat. I do eat some good chicken sometimes, turkey, without hormones and antibiotics. I'm just concerned about degenerative brain. lithium, I've followed your protocol, niacinamide and lithium, et cetera. I'm on excellent supplements, but I've recently stopped my multiple because it has no added iron, but it's the base of iron-containing foods. How do I do this? Besides, I know about donations and therapeutic phlebotomies. That's a great idea. Every 8 weeks, I've read about that. But do you have anything else for me? Iron accumulation?
Sure, ma'am. You've heard of chelation therapy, which is usually done to help people unclog their arteries, and most of the time, I won't say every time, but most of the time, it works for that. But getting to you, pulls out every mineral in the body. Chelation therapy does not just pull out toxic minerals such as cadmium and lead and so forth. It also pulls out very beneficial minerals such as iron, which usually, not for you, ma'am, I understand that, but for most of us is a beneficial mineral. So that's why with chelation therapy, we do through chelation anywhere from 3 to 4 times, depending on the person. And then the next IV is full of all those beneficial minerals that got taken out with the last 4 IVs. So it's bad guys in, good guys, I should say bad girls out and good girls back in, and bad guys out and good guys back in. And that does go on for a while. But here's another interesting thing about chelation. It appears to be able to chelate from anywhere in the body, but not necessarily on the first pass. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, it pulls out everything it can get. And then, oddly enough, even if the test shows that, wow, we pulled everything out, all we got to do is wait a couple of months, and what do you know, we do another chelation, and this stuff starts coming back out again. Where'd it come from? Apparently, the body redistributes. If there was a whole bunch of a certain mineral in a certain place, there's bound to be some elsewhere in the body too. So it grabs that what's easiest to grab, and then we wait a while, and what do you know, where it was sequestered away and hard to get at, some of that migrates out, apparently to achieve some kind of balance around the body, and we can go back to getting those minerals out again, or those toxic minerals. How do I know? Well, I'll give you the example of a dentist I've worked with. He had all kinds of mercury in him because when he started his career, he didn't know any better. And so after about 20 or 30 chelations, it looked like on a follow-up urine test that, geez, all the urine and mercury had come out that was going to come out. So I told him, well, I'm sorry, sir. Just wait a couple months and come back again and double-check it. He said, what? I thought we got it all out. I said, yeah, we did for now, but this equilibration process is very likely to happen. And sure enough, when he came back in 60 days, we did another chelation, checked the urine, and what do you know? It's full of mercury again. So what I'm telling you, ma'am, what I'm telling you is that the same thing happens for other minerals too. So chelation therapy, although it's not guaranteed, is very, very likely to be helpful. Now, I know there's another few people waiting, so I'm going to tell you one other thing besides chelation therapy, and you probably are not doing this already, but don't do it. Don't ever, ever, ever take vitamin C with any food or any supplements.
Right.
Take it.
Right.
Yes. All by itself. You know that.
Right. I read that. Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm doing that. Do you have any recommendations for a good multiple, though, with no iron, no food-based?
Oh, yes. Thorn Research has one with no iron and copper. And no, I do not work for a Thorn company, but I know they got one.
Okay.
And
that's
a good
wonderful.
Muscle.
Yeah, I'm sad because I can't eat my beets and my kale and spinach that I love every day. I'm sorry,
I can't
believe this. But that's okay. Well, thank you very much for the information on chelation. Appreciate it.
Okay, and that's something we have been, of course, doing at Tahoma Clinic for years, but there are other sources around, too, so look around, ma'am.
Yes, thank you so much. I've been to your place. All right, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome,
bye-bye.
Ma'am.